Welcome to Analytics Dynasty
Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. We are diving into the running back position here, looking at our hierarchy of assets here. So thinking about our star running backs for this edition. And I think there's a couple of interesting things about the star position at the star tier at the running back position. So again, you can go find all this on the hierarchy of assets, right? And this is kind of how we think about and process our thinking about assets, right? It doesn't always mean you take the one tier over another, right? But generally speaking, you want to go with the higher odds, right? We're talking about this in the book a little bit about how, you know, it's almost like a red light, right? You can run a red light, but you want to do it on a very limited or extreme circumstances because the outcomes can be pretty bad, and that's what you're trying to limit. When you're stopping at lights, right, you're abiding by traffic infractions and those sorts of traffic laws to avoid infractions and those sorts of things, right? You're not trying to get an accident, not trying to get hurt, you're not trying to get tickets. So you stop at red lights. It's kind of like following the tiers, right? Like, here's kind of the rules. Let's follow these rules pretty generally. And we can make exceptions here or there, right? So I do think this pops up some arbitrage opportunities. Again, running back is a bit of a pivot down position, right? I think one of the fun things, and I did this in a league, and it's super profitable. I traded Najee Harris, and I think it was a 206 last year for Eckler in a 2023 first. Eckler went on a running back one finish, way outproduced Najee Harris. They're pretty close in price now. I basically netted a first from that deal and some additional production. And right, big win, right? So I think that those deals are really doable at the running back position. I'm generally a pivot down player. Okay? I'm a pivot down running back guy. I detail in the book. I was able to basically net both Jacobs and Eckler in a rebuilding scenario, and both of them were pivot down players. Right? Like, I was basically pivoting down. Super lucrative, right? So I do think those things are really, you know, are really interesting, and can, you know, looking at different price points as well. So I am doing this show. I'll also do some updating of the tiers. I'm thinking about maybe reworking the tiers and basically kind of doing them in the same, whether I should do them in the stars or cores, you know, so you got kind of the metrics to go along with them. I haven't quite decided yet how I'm going to sort of redo those. So I haven't fully done them yet. Maybe by the time this podcast launches, I'll have rethought it and figured that out. But I'm still sort of tinkering with how to best do that, whether or not to be consistent or whether or not to sort of still try and group them in different arbitrage type categories. So I'm thinking of that through here as we get into the off season. But here are your star running backs: Jonathan Taylor, Breece Hall, Christian McCaffrey, Kenneth Walker, Saquon Barkley, Najee Harris. Now, you might say, Najee Harris? What? Right? Isn't these guys supposed to be stars? What are we talking about, Najee Harris? Well, the top five guys there, right? That's how you qualify to be a star running back, top five running backs. And then the other thing that has historically performed really well, look at a running back that's got a top six finish in one of his first two seasons. Right, that has been a really good sign of future success. Najee Harris is that. Right, Najee Harris is the new Josh Jacobs profile. Right, Najee Harris is we've seen it do some of the running stuff. It wasn't necessarily great this year, but we've seen him do elite things. And when you see players do elite things, you got to be really careful on discounting them. And when they do become discounts, they become target players. Right, so that's really the, you know, kind of the theory there on Najee Harris. You know, when you look at some of the stuff for him, the metrics aren't necessarily great on Najee Harris. 38th out of 60 guys in PFF run grade, for example. You know, we're not trying to win any beauty contests, but let's just sort of comb through some of these and see who else sort of fits in that range. Well, Najee Harris was at 38. 32 was actually Christian McCaffrey this year, 35 Breece Hall, 36 James Conner, 37 Jamal Williams, tied at 38 was actually Ezekiel Elliott, P. Ryan 41, Delvin Cook 46, Jonathan Taylor 48, Fournette 51, heck, David Montgomery 52, right? So you start looking at these, you're like, all right, like you can perform from there, right? That's fine, right? What you're looking for is touches, right? And Najee Harris has shown the ability thus far in his career to handle touches and to, he had 1,000 yards rushing this year. Right? Again, is it huge? No, but 13th in rushing yards. Again, he was banged up for periods of time as well. Both his first two seasons have performed under 4 yards a carry. And you might say, well, all right, he's kind of limited efficiency. Like if you actually go back and look at some of the stuff from prior years, from prior research, you actually see that that's not super sticky. So that would be the thing there. The other thing I would say too is like he was a pretty high volume receiver as a rookie, 94 targets, 74 receptions, 467. He did run 467 routes, so it was actually 1 yard per route run. So I don't think he's the most efficient player. Some of that definitely had to do with Roethlisberger throwing him the ball. Like his A dot was pretty low with Roethlisberger throwing it to him. So we'll see. He literally had a negative A dot that year. So there are, it got a little bit better this year at 1.7. So we'll see, right? I think but you see the ability to be involved in the passing game, right? That's a good sign. He has a player that has 94 targets, right? So I am interested, he had 94 targets that year. So I'm really interested in watching going forward about him as a discount player. So we're in on Najee Harris at this point. You know, he's currently running back 12, right? That's a smash for me in terms of his cost. By the way, it's also interesting when you look at this tier. Jacobs isn't in this tier because he's on the older, right? He didn't perform he's sort of entering the free agency, so he doesn't really get that, that up into that that top six in the first couple of years. But when you actually look at him, 24.9, he's actually the same age as Najee Harris. He's about the same age as Travis Etienne, right? So when you actually look at these, he's been a guy that's really vaulted up this year and deservedly so. But it's funny when you look at those guys, same ages, kind of very different career trajectories to date. All right, the other guys here, though, at the star position, you got Taylor, Breece Hall, McCaffrey, Kenneth Walker, Saquon Barkley. One of the things I really like to do at running back is to embrace some depressed prices. I like to do that via injury. And the reason why is there's so much injury at running back that if you can buy someone coming off of an injury that you think is going to come back and return to full health, read not ACL tear, that if they are discounted, right, ankles, whatever, right, those sorts of those types of injuries is largely what I'm thinking here. I think they're a discount. I don't see that up here, right? Taylor at the top, again, he was banged up. Hall, second, he was banged up. McCaffrey was good. Walker a little bit banged up, but he was good. Barkley, good. You know, all of those guys. I was sort of hoping maybe there'd be a Breece Hall slide. I was hoping there maybe be a Jonathan Taylor slide. Doesn't appear to be the case as of yet. So, those are some things to think about, but I don't think we're going to get sort of bailed out in terms of that profile this year. When you do look down to some of the other stuff, you have to think about, is this a place I borrow from for upgrades at other positions? I think that's certainly a thing to consider. Do I want to have Taylor or would I rather have ETN plus? And I think that makes some sense, right? Would I rather have Taylor? Would I have Jacobs plus, right? I think if the plus is, if you can get a first in those pluses, I think those are really interesting deals. If that facilitates a quarterback upgrade, that's a good solid profile upgrade, I think that makes some sense, right? If you can get a tight end in a premium format, I think that makes a lot of sense. So I'm interested in exploring that type of space with the running backs, you know, and especially like with Hall coming off of an injury. Do we really want to have him as a top three running back? Like, we've seen some of the stuff that's happened with Dobbins. Like, these guys have been slow. You know, Barkley was slow to return, right, and didn't really get docked in price. You know, I liked what Breece Hall did early. It was a little bit fluky-ish, and now he's coming off an injury. Right? If he's going to be a running back too, is there a place where I can potentially take out some of that profit? You know, Hall to ETN plus. That's interesting to me, right? So I'm definitely, that's going to be a spot that I'm going to explore. I think there's some arbitrage down opportunities there, particularly with those two guys. Hall just strikes me at this point, coming off the injury, as being overvalued. Right? That's kind of the thing that gives me a little bit of pause there with him. Because if your position, my sort of position on these guys is, hey, it takes some time, you know, to get back, I think we've sort of written that off as a concern. It doesn't mean that they aren't going to get back, but it has taken, you know, it kind of has taken a year, right? And this is the Najee Harris to Eckler type pivot, right? That's something that you want to do. Right? There isn't a ton of longevity at running back. So I'm not saying you want to go from 22 to 28 all the time, right? That doesn't make sense. But if you can get first sort of included in that, right, coming off of a down profile or coming off of a down year or an injury or something like that, specifically the injury that you think is going to take some time and that this could create a down year situation for a guy like Hall. So that way he's going to fall from running back two. Maybe he's into the, you know, 6, 7, 8 range next year into the offseason, right? If that's your sort of premise, that's a position that you trade right now, right? That's a position you extract from, right? So I'm interested in doing that. McCaffrey certainly warrants a top three position in my book. Walker, I think, is up there as well. Listen, Walker could have a little bit of concern with your, you know, does he have all that ceiling there? Is he ultimately going to have the big, you know, the big receiving portfolio? You know, I think there's certainly some question there. You know, what are they? You know, he didn't have a huge receiving role in college. You know, is this going to be a huge receiving opportunity in the NFL in this offense? 0.67 yards per route run isn't a good start, right? So there's some stuff there you look at and you say, I don't love it. 165 receiving yards, 34 targets. I don't love that sort of that. I don't love that. As a profile, as a ceiling profile, I certainly understand that, right? Is that a spot where you pivot, you know, you go Kenneth Walker to Najee Harris plus, right? Is that a spot where you extract, right? I think you could certainly consider something like that. So, again, a lot of his production was in touchdowns. He had 9 touchdowns, but actually didn't have one from week 13 on. He had multiple games with 2 of them, and he had 200 yard games. But you know, was a bit. And then he had 200 yard games in week 7 and week 8, 9, and then actually closed with 3 of them. But didn't have touchdowns in those games. So again, some up and down there. You're gonna see that, right? As a rookie, the volume is pretty good. He had a bunch of games over 20 carries, week 6, week 7, week 8, week 9, all north of 20 carries. And then the final 3 weeks this season, he did as well. So this is a running back that can carry a big workload, right? I think you feel confident in that. It's an overall ceiling question. And when that is present, I think you can explore sort of pivoting down from him. Right? I think a Walker to Najee Harris deal is something I would certainly think to explore, especially if you can take out a good portion. You know, is that a future first? Right? It's a pretty big jump there from a keep trade cut that's 20 overall to 50 overall. I'm not sure you can necessarily take out a whole first from that, but you might be able to, right? Maybe add something in, and that add in is the thing that gets you first, right? I'm interested in exploring that because I think those deals are available. So I those are always positions to explore, always deals to explore, because I think you can really benefit from them. So that would be something to think about. Barkley heading into free agency. Again, it's a good season, right? This is one of his better seasons. It's certainly a bounce back, right? I had questions about whether he was going to bounce back. I think maybe the lesson that I've learned from Saquon Barkley this year is you know, and I've sort of come back to this in some different spots, right? You don't write off elite profiles, right? People have done elite things. You have to sort of still be in on them. And when they are discounts, take them. When they are discounts, take them. That said, Barkley, 295 carries. That's his best of his career. 13-12 is his best rushing of his career. Some of the receiving stuff's a little bit lacking. 338 this year. He actually had the second most targets of his career, 73. That's the regular season. PFF does this thing where they actually include postseason. If you don't sort, it's like their default. I hate it. But this is his regular season stats. You just want to check that. But 73 targets, right? That's the second best of his career after his breakout rookie season. But this is actually the worst yards per route run of his career. His elusive rating actually down from his first 3 years as well. So I think the volume certainly helped. This is a bounce back year from really the last 3 years. But you look at some of the stuff as well, like the you know, the forced missed tackles, like that rate's still down. His yards after contact, that's still a half yard below like his early career stuff. So I don't necessarily even know if he's all the way back, right, to that rookie season. You know, that's a question I think you have to ask yourself of, like, all right, do you want to, right? He's 26, right? He'll be 26 in February, right? Still sort of mid prime. How much do you necessarily, you know, love it with him, right? Is there a pivot option there? Can you use him to potentially upgrade? Like, that's a spot where you might think about upgrading at a quarterback position, right? He might be an angle to potentially do that. Again, like it, like the player. I think the price is actually a little bit more reasonable, right? It's a top five finish this season, so you feel pretty good about that. It's both fifth in total points and points per game, so that's good. But again, the difference between him and, I don't know, Aaron Jones at 11 is basically like 3 points a game. You know, what sort of, if you sort of slide down a little bit at the position, can you sort of really gain something else at another position doing that at running back? That's a thing that that is a good strategy to use historically. So I'm open to potentially moving down from some of these guys and opening up some additional roster flexibility, whether that's via picks or whether that's some of those upgrades. Again, I think my favorite of this tier is McCaffrey. I think, like, when you look at him, he's the ultimate trump card in the sense that he can, I think he has the high ceiling of all these guys. You know, Eckler's gotten him, Eckler got him this year, but you saw McCaffrey really close hard and basically jump up over Jacobs to close the season out. I think he's got the highest ceiling of all these guys. You know, Eckler's basically a walking touchdown a game guy, and that's essentially the difference between these two guys this year. It was, you know, 18 more catches for Eckler, but there's 13 touchdowns for McCaffrey. There's 18 for Eckler, which is really the difference between their scoring this year. So I do think McCaffrey, you know, if McCaffrey were to put up a touchdown a game, right, he was at 13 and 17 games, right? If he can get up to a little bit more than a touchdown per game, sort of in that touchdown per game, maybe even a little bit more than that, that's a range that I don't think anyone else can really touch at the position, because he can add the rushing on top of the receiving and score those touchdowns. I just think he's got the untapped, right? He's the ultimate high ceiling guy. So he is one that, again, if I'm sort of making a bet in this range, if he's going to be like the third, fourth, fifth of these guys, that's probably where I'm most interested in investing in this tier. So that'll pretty much put a wrap on this one. Again, I think the big takeaways from this: pivot down position, right? Really exploring, hey, can I extract something from this position, right? There's so much variance at running back in terms of injuries and the like there. Is this a spot where I can potentially move down? You want to move down to safe profiles if they exist, right? You want to add durable assets when you're doing that, right? Don't just willy-nilly, you know, don't do the, oh, I'm going to take, 4 seconds for Kenneth Walker type deals. Don't do that, but pivot down to it being an actual meaningful addition when you pivot down, right? Don't do the just, oh, I want to chronically rebuild, right? You are a subscriber here. You're smarter than that. I don't need to, you know, harp on that, but just as a reminder, don't do that. Do it in a meaningful way where you're actually netting an upgrade to your roster. So that'll pretty much put a bow on this one. We'll talk about more running backs here over the coming days. And until next time, continue embracing the variance. We're going to talk again real soon.